You get one chance to make a first impression. I'm Chris Foster of Fox News, and for a lot of Americans, tonight's debate will be the first time checking out the Republican presidential candidates, eight of them participating. Fox's Grady Trimble in Milwaukee.
One issue that will likely take center stage tonight is the economy. The reason for that is we've talked to voters here and we've heard from voters across the country who say inflation and the economy are close to the top of their list of important issues right now.
Fox's Brooke Singman.
Democrats are already preparing to counter tonight's debate. Billboards are being put up across Milwaukee as the DNC says it'll have a real-time war room to respond to any, quote, egregious claims made by the candidates tonight.
And former President Trump is skipping the debate. He has plans to be in Atlanta tomorrow. Four of 18 co-defendants in the criminal case there have already turned themselves in ahead of Friday's deadline. Rudy Giuliani's on the list.
Multiple news reports suggest today is the day Giuliani will turn himself in, charged with attempting to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. Giuliani has yet to find a Georgia attorney to represent him, and yesterday represented himself in defending a lawsuit by a supermarket employee who claims Giuliani lied when he claimed he'd assaulted the 79-year-old former mayor. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A court filing related to the federal classified documents case against the former president says a witness changed testimony after changing lawyers, now implicating Trump and two co-defendants in efforts to delete security camera video. We're about a half hour away from India's space agency trying to land an unmanned spacecraft on the far side of the moon. That would be a first. A Russian spacecraft crashed this past Saturday. India's first attempt ended with a crash in 2019. Ice pools on the moon's far side could help make rocket fuel and provide water for long-term settlements. America's listening to Fox News.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
A cryptocurrency exchange founder's back in court answering to new criminal charges.
Sam Bankman-Fried's New York City court appearance on Tuesday included a not guilty plea to a superseding indictment accusing him of fraud and conspiracy and a complaint from his lawyers about his treatment behind bars. They say he's been denied access to prescription medication and want him released 5 days a week to prepare for his upcoming October trial. Prosecutors say he stole billions of dollars in FTX customer funds and that he used it to buy lavish real estate properties and spend millions on donations to U.S. political campaigns to promote crypto-friendly legislation. Bankman-Fried has acknowledged risk management failures at FTX but denied stealing funds. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A California church fined for violating COVID laws is suing the state.
Calvary Chapel San Jose was ordered to pay $1.2 million for violating COVID lockdown measures. The church and its pastor filing a federal lawsuit over what they claim was a government spying operation, accusing Santa Clara County and the Colorado-based company Safegraph of embarking on, quote, an invasive and warrantless geofencing operation to track residents unbeknownst to the public. The Santa Clara County denounced a news story about the accusations in March. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Former USA star running back Reggie Bush is suing the NCAA for defamation over a spokesman's claim that he was involved in a pay-for-play arrangement. Now, Bush had his college records and 2005 Heisman Trophy Award vacated after an investigation showed that he and family members received impermissible financial benefits during his college career. He's been trying to have those records reinstated now that college athletes can be paid for the use of their name, image, and likeness. Asia Wilson ties the WNBA single game scoring record with 53 points. And the Las Vegas Aces 112-100 win over Atlanta. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Most of Illinois remains dangerously hot. National Weather Service says temps going to be in the 90s today. Heat index values as high as 115. There is an excessive heat warning in effect for much of the state. If you're out and about, stay cool. An Illinois woman accused of threatening to kill former President Donald Trump and his 17-year-old son, Barron, Tracy Forienza of Plainfield, facing federal charges in Florida. Prosecutors say she emailed the threats to the headmaster of a school in Palm Beach County, Florida, in May and June. In one email, she said she'd shoot Donald Trump and Barron Trump in the face any opportunity she gets. Illinois head football coach Brett Bielema is naming Luke Altmyer the starting quarterback. He'll be under center when the Fighting Illini open the season September the 2nd at Memorial Stadium against Toledo. The Starkville, Mississippi product transferred to Illinois in January. That's a look at what's happening. You're up to date. From the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. It's 7:06. Good morning. I'm kind of already looking toward tailgate, which is a week from Saturday, and I bet you meteorologist Greg Solier might have an idea. Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC, so super hot here the next few days. But I see a little break next week, so that's what you told me.
Yeah, exactly it, with a couple of cold fronts to come our way. One will begin to knock temperatures down as early as maybe late Thursday evening or first thing Friday morning. And then right behind that, during the course of the day on Friday, we'll freshen up the northeast wind and drive finally some drier air, lower humidity and dew points into our neck of the woods. So kind of a two-pronged, about 24 to 36-hour process. And boy, I tell you, how ramped up the atmosphere is with atmospheric moisture, it'll take that long. Thank goodness the atmosphere is relatively capped off around here because if we were to light things up, it could be pretty nasty with regard to severe weather. But we do not, by the way, do not anticipate that. And as a matter of fact, starting off of the probably beginning part of an extended drier spell once again across the area. Tropics busy in the Pacific again as we get through later next week, and five systems out across the Atlantic Basin, one herald through the Rio Grande Valley at Franklin, southwest of Puerto Rico, moving into the islands there in Central America, three more, but moving into the open waters of the Atlantic northwestward, where they will meet their demise. Yes, it is close out there this morning. Those dew points are into the low to mid 70s. Air temperatures of 75 at Willard and Savoy, 73 Danville, already 83 at St. Louis, Bloomington Normal 74, 74 up at the Kankakee. So hot and humid, excessive heat warning up and in effect here till late tomorrow evening. Use care and caution. Space out, water them down on the old livestock and at least the animal side of life, and maybe you do the same. 95 today. Record high is 98 today, set back in 1947. South-southwest wind. Problem is heat index values, 105 to 115 today and tomorrow, and perhaps up above 100 again on Friday on the heat index. 70s tonight, a slow drop on temperatures. Hot and humid tomorrow at 98 for the high on a southwest wind. That'll be a new record if we set it with a heat index pushing 112 to 115 tomorrow. One lone thunderstorm late tomorrow night into early on Friday. Maybe again late in the day at 92 and a drop in humidity. Delightful for the weekend. Warm and dry, by the way, is our outlook for the football game on the 2nd of September, that Saturday evening. Up to 84, though, this weekend on Saturday. 78 Sunday, highs near 80. That's more like it. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. For Stephen Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A Washington insider. She worked in government in 1991 with George Herbert Walker Bush. I think, Terry, right? Is that the president?
That was right.
I'm my party trick. Pick a number between 1 and 46. Just pick a number, Terry, between 1 and 46.
32.
All right, that's Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's an easy one. Anyway, I look at my flashcards.
He knows his presidents, Terry.
Well, I looked at the flashcards when I was very young. Terry Hasdorf has joined us on the Tammins Towing phone line. So Donald Trump's going to be on with Tucker Carlson. The question is, more eyeballs on Twitter or Fox News for the debate for the Republicans in Milwaukee tonight? Hmm.
That's a great question. It definitely is going to be an interesting night.
All right. So I like Vivek Ramaswamy a lot, even when he's hitting a tennis ball. I mean, listen, this is as smart of a guy running for this I can remember, I think.
He is definitely standing out from the pack. He's coming in third right now. We'll see how he does tonight. It looks like there's going to be an interesting lineup between him and DeSantis in the top, two slots up underneath Trump.
Am I insensitive to say I don't want an 80-year-old president? Is that bad? I mean, 37 to me is way better, even 42, Ron DeSantis. I think there just ought to be a rule that says, listen, at 80, let's have a hug. I'll give you a watch. And then you get to go play, okay? What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of the country disagrees with you on that. I mean, Trump's got such a high lead with, you know, 46-47% lead. It's definitely going to be his to lose at this point.
I guess I was thinking more Nancy Pelosi, even, you know, Chuck Grassley. I just think at 84 or something, at some point, maybe we should say, I would really wasn't even referencing Donald Trump there. I was just thinking, it's just kind of older than that. I just get this younger guy sometime. Maybe we can figure that out. But I don't think we've ever had a primary where a guy's up 45.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's definitely an unusual primary mix this go-round. And I think the RNC has structured this in such a way that's a little different from in the past, where you have basically weeded out some of the candidates on the front end, unlike in 2016 where we had so many all at once. This is a little different.
You think, because they were talking to the governor of South Dakota, who I like. I think she's very, very smart as well. She said, why would I run when Trump's going to win? Is that pretty good logic on this, or is it not inevitable? Because, listen, they're hell-bent on making sure Trump can't run. So, you know, maybe there will be a gap if he somehow compromised. I don't know, but I'm just saying that's the goal for them.
Well, it's still early. Anything could happen. You still got two more debates ahead of us as well. But right now, it's definitely Trump who's way ahead of everybody else. I don't think anybody else at this point can touch him.
How do you explain Ron DeSantis? Because it's kind of flat. He's been super successful. I kind of like what he says, but there's no zing, no sparkle. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I know he just, you know, has made some changes to his campaign, and he's looking to retool a little bit, but it is hard. I think he just doesn't have the name ID as high as Trump, and there's also a timing issue for him. I think he may have come out a little too early. Could have been better to wait, give it another go round.
Any predictions as to who's going to stand out tonight, Terry?
You know, I'm sure that DeSantis is going to try to differentiate himself out because he's in the lead and it's his to lose for that top spot. But he's really going to have to make some strides. I think the one that I'm kind of interested to see is Doug Burgum, because we've not heard much from him. He's sort of new on the scene. I'm looking to see what he's going to say. Chris Christie's probably going to come out swinging pretty hard. You know, I hope he doesn't bash on Trump a lot. I hope he just talks about what he would do if he's in that spot. But I think he probably will. And then you've got, you know, Mike Pence and Nikki Haley. We kind of have an idea of where they're going to come down. Tim Scott could also be another one that'll be interesting to watch.
You know, I like when Tim Scott speaks. I feel hope, right? I think he lifts you up a little bit with what he says, and he's got a great story as well. I think they're good people. But again, Vivek Ramaswamy, I think it's that whole Donald Trump 2016, I want a new guy, I want to change, I don't want these politicians. I think I've got that about Vivek. Is just he's not a politician, and I'm not in the mood anymore. I just think they're all kind of in this thing. I think it's a country club, wink, wink, I got your back thing. I just don't like it. I don't think it's been effective, and I don't think they've been very good for the last 50 years.
Well, you know, I think a lot of Americans feel like you do. They feel frustrated with kind of the choices, and yet you have to come down to this is what we as a nation have to pick from, and so you've got to narrow it down, and that's the whole purpose of these debates. My hope is that they focus on what they're going to do and the issues as opposed to bashing on one another.
Yep.
Americans are concerned about the economy. They're concerned about things like, you know, the border. A lot of the issues that are in the forefront right now are what they need to be talking about.
I mean, if Vivek says, I'm going to pardon Trump on day one, nobody else has said that. Should they?
Well, it would be interesting to know what each of the candidates think about that. I think, you know, we're in a rather unprecedented time where you've got a former president and a sitting president who are both dealing with legal issues.
Yeah.
So that is a concern.
Terry Hasdorf, can people find you somewhere online or social media or something?
Sure, absolutely. You can go to my website. I wrote a book called Running Into the Fire, which is about why more Christians need to be involved in politics. And you can find that at my website, godovergovernment.com.
Appreciate your time, Terry, always. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. From Washington, D.C. on the Tavins Toyn phone line, Terry Hasdorf, ESPN 93.5 debate, 8 o'clock tonight. Fox News has it. Will you be watching? Check your sports headlines.
Pittsburgh over St. Louis 6-3 yesterday. Let's get that Redbird recap.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals and Pirates finish up the three-game series coming up today in Pittsburgh. Zach Thompson is going to make the start as Matthew Liberatore was placed on the IL with a sore back. Last night, the Pirates put up five runs in the fifth inning on the way to a 6-3 win, and Adam Wainwright took the loss.
Unfortunately, Adam Wainwright had actually been cruising up until that inning. Had a bad call on one particular pitch. Things went south for him after that. Richie Palacios hit his first big league home run for the Cardinals, and that was a bright spot. And the Cardinals also got good relief work, but unfortunately, the big inning was too much.
Now today, it's Zach Thompson making the start, and he's out there trying to be the stopper as the Cardinals have dropped the first two games on this trip.
Well, Zach has pitched very well of late. I like the mix that he's got going with his curveball, his fastball, and his slider, and let's hope he's sharp today.
We're on the air this morning beginning at 10:40 Central Time. Ricky has the lineups at 11:25, and at 11:35, I'll bring you the first pitch from PNC Park.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Detroit beat the Cubs 8-6 yesterday. We've got a 12-10 start over on US 105.9. As we wrap up that series with the Motor City Kitties.
Well, this is important. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the Cardinals here. I'm talking about the Cubs. The Cubs are half a game ahead of the last Wild Stars. They're in the wild card. But you got to beat Detroit. That's a team you got to beat. And you go to Pittsburgh, you got to win some of those games. This is crunch time because in 2 days, the Cubs could be out of it from the standpoint of being in that position to go. It's just really important. And the schedule gets tougher. After this weekend, they'll have to play Milwaukee, which could be a great opportunity. Anyway, Cubbies are right there, man. It's been amazing. If they make the postseason, they'll be one of the darlings because they weren't supposed to do this.
Seattle over the Chicago White Sox 6-3. They've got an early afternoon game, 1:10. Might be a good day to do lunch over at Pia, 1609 West Springfield Avenue. Maybe wear your Cubby Blue or Cardinal Red or the Black for the White Sox.
Appreciate that, but the only team in it is the Chicago Cubs. Okay. Everybody else is depressed. It's just, we're supposed to be.
Fine, rain on my parade. I wanted people to be festive at Pia's.
They're very, very mature and kind. But right now, I'm rooting for the Cubs. I'm not one of those Cub haters, and I don't think you ought to be a Cardinal hater. Just go love. Okay, let's check weather brought to you this morning by Carl.
And Carl reminds you there's some cool opportunities when it comes to adding to their team. Whether it be in healthcare or on the technical side, you can learn all about it at carl.org/careers.
Stever, coming up. You'll want this. I want that. Stand by. We'll give you the details next.
Go get it, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van and vicinity, and certainly use care and caution over the next 48 hours or so with this intense late season combination of heat and oppressive humidity. That excessive heat warning remaining in effect till late tomorrow evening. Cool front will slip through the area here on Friday. More seasonal temperatures and drier air to follow over the course of the weekend into next week as well. A forecast high today of about 95 with a south-southwesterly wind. A little gusty, that might help a bit with mostly sunny skies. At high humidity values. We'll look at the heat index values, push 110 later this afternoon. Warm and muggy tonight, lows down between 75 and 80. Tomorrow, very hot, oppressively humid, mostly sunny, up to 98 on a gusty southwest wind, and heat index values pushing close to 115. By Friday, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, partly cloudy, high temperature around 92 as humidity drops, cooler, less humid for the day Saturday into Sunday, weekend highs of 84 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC. proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Foot Locker says its sales at existing stores were down more than 9% in its summer quarter, total sales down nearly 10%, and it lost money in the quarter. Foot Locker is lowering its forecast for the year and is suspending its dividend. Foot Locker president and CEO Mary Dillon says the quarter was broadly in line with expectations. She's encouraged by progress the company's making toward the holiday season, but Foot Locker shares are down 26%. Kohl's is reporting better than expected earnings, though its comparable sales declined in the period. Kohl's shares are up 3%. Kenvue, the maker of Listerine, Tylenol, and Neutrogena, is now a fully independent company. It was separated from Johnson & Johnson. It's expected to join the S&P 500 in trading today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you, too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and to give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Everyone deserves a decent place to live, including man's best friend. Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County is looking for teams to help raise the woof by participating in a fun and unique pet habitat building competition for a great cause. Grab your friends, family, or coworkers and put your creativity and building skills to the test.
Raise the Woof 2023 Under One Woof is taking place at the Habitat Restore on September 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All the money raised via Raise the Woof will fund habitat home builds here in Champaign County. You can find more information and register your build team online at CUHabitat.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Well, I have a Stever, the excellent program where I, Stevie J, give you a free something. And today I'm handing out an Interstate battery.
Nice.
Wow. It's like $150. That's for a really, really good one.
2504 North Madison, you know, Champaign.
But I mean, technically it's a voucher. So if you wanted to go buy, you know, 100 AAA batteries, or what, you can do that too.
But hearing aid batteries,
whatever you want,
cell phone,
if you want
batteries,
load the drawer with the batteries from Interstate. They're outrageously dependable.
Watch batteries. My husband goes there for that.
Yeah. So anyway, they're out on North Madison as you're driving toward the High School of St. Thomas More, and they're called Interstate Batteries. Being a right-hand side as you're driving North Madison over the interstate, down the hill there and turn right, and it's near Rental City. So anyway, Mark Martinez is fabulous, and the reviews and the feedback we get on our program is as good as we get, of how quick it was, how nice they are, how quick, you know, you drive in.
Knowledgeable.
Nobody has to do anything. You just hang out. It's 15, 20 minutes, and they put a new battery in the vehicle. Who doesn't need a brand new battery for free?
And the battery recycling that they do there too.
Yeah, they'll
great.
Take the old one. So anyway, there you go. All you have to do is go to ghoststever.com. It is up right now. And obviously, if you've won one of these before, we ask that you don't win again.
And you could also get a test on your battery. Can you tell I'm on the website, interstatebatteries.com?
Good.
So if you're wondering if you really need a new battery, they'll be honest with you and let you know how much charge there is in your battery.
Okay, so you can do that too. But chances are, Interstate recommends that you get a new battery if you haven't replaced in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, free car batteries. But again, if you've won this before, I ask that you don't win it again. Because again, kind of want to spread it around. Because there are a lot of people who try for this. So you just go to ghoststever.com. If you're not a member, you don't know why. Because I do this like a lot. Yesterday, Scott was real happy. I gave him $1,000. Who does this? What?
Oh, yeah. Kramer siding and windows. Knocked out with a huge discount.
Huge discount. Anyway, today it's free. It's not even anything off. It's free.
Yeah.
GhostSteever.com. Good luck to you. So I get the CrossFit last night and I'm working out.
Okay.
And then I'm walking out. And then Janet says, how about Jacob? Jacob Hurtubise is my future son-in-law. I said, what about him? He said, I think he got called up.
What?
I think he's going to AAA again.
Okay.
Not called up.
I forget that there's all these levels.
Well, there's 206 minor league baseball teams. And and if you count minor league baseball, 206 baseball teams, and all the major league teams, nobody has hit more triples than Jacob Hurtubise.
Mm.
He's leading the world. But 10 triples is a lot.
Okay.
Usually guys have 4 or 5 triples a year. That's it. He's got 10. Plus he got 6 home runs. So anyway, he's also leading the league in double A baseball. He's leading his league in average. He's batting 305 this morning, 306, 305. So the rumor was he got called up, but we couldn't confirm. And Grace texted Jacob and said, are you going to Louisville? And he said, I haven't heard that. But yet it's on the Chattanooga Lookouts transactions list that he'd been recalled to triple A. So I look it up and there he is, his name's there, but he didn't know. So we're not sure it's even true.
How does that happen?
Well, we're not sure. So I don't know where to watch because I'm watching Louisville and he's not in the lineup there. And I go to Chattanooga and he's in the lineup. He's leading off and he had 3 stolen bases last night, a base hit, and team won. And so he had another good night. He's had a really, really good year.
Okay.
So then after the game, Grace talks to him all the time. So instead of the quick phone call, when he really gets messy because he head first slides a lot when he steals bases.
Uh-huh.
So he's got dirt and sweat and they have to do spray and wash. I have to ask him, don't they do, they have to spray the heck out of his uniform. Anyway, so Grace gets a text. The only thing it says is AAA.
All right.
He said, I'm packing now.
Okay.
So he, you know, it's a 4.5-hour drive from Chattanooga to Louisville, which is better because Gracie and Janet are going to go see him this weekend. They were going to Chattanooga. Now they're going to Louisville.
Okay.
So he'll be in AAA Louisville. We don't know. 8 days, 10 days. And it's really very few get to go to AAA. And you're on the doorstep of the Cincinnati Reds, mm-hmm. who are having a wonderful year and are in contention to get to the playoffs themselves.
Right. But you never know what will happen on the Reds team. Could he be bumped up from AAA to the major league?
Could it happen? Yes. It could. He's playing that well, but there's a lot of things that, you know, a couple guys get hurt. And
right.
Stuff. But he's played with the entire infield at the Cincinnati Reds now because they're all guys. It's a very big youth movement going on with the Reds right now.
Now he's an outfielder, right?
He's an outfielder, right. But everybody on that infield he played with, including Joey Votto.
That's right.
So
he
anyway,
even had a ride after practice.
Yeah,
right?
JV, I'll take the ride.
Why
sure.
Not?
That's right, baby.
Okay.
You know, how you doing? Anyway, so we're tracking it. And Jacob was on the program a couple of weeks ago, months ago, I guess. A month ago. All right. It's Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. Stand by. We've got to talk about the debate tonight in Milwaukee. Republicans' first debate. Stand by. That's next. ESPN 93.5.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 8 Republicans taking off the gloves for the debate tonight in Milwaukee, Tennessee. Carson, Andy Ogles.
When you look at the polling numbers, as Trump has such a substantial lead, the question is who can have that breakout moment and try to make this a one-on-one race? Because right now in a crowded field, Trump is definitely the nominee.
The Republican earlier on Fox Business, the front runner, former President Donald Trump, sitting this one out. Coverage begins exclusively on the Fox News channel at 8 p.m. Eastern. Trump's former attorney Rudy Giuliani expected to surrender to authorities in Atlanta today, answering state charges in Georgia. Election meddling dating back to the 2020 election. Two more defendants, David Schaefer and Kathy Latham, surrendering earlier today. 98 degrees Tuesday in the Twin Cities in Minnesota, beating the record set in 1971.
It's too hot. It kills my garden.
America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Well, the governor is celebrating the beginning of a new school year at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign as he welcomes students back for the start of the fall semester. He shared his administration's recent budget investments to improve college affordability. He also highlighted investments that will directly impact students attending institutions. Illinois EPA continues to invest in local governments and water districts. The EPA investing over $500 million in drinking water and wastewater projects from April to June of this year. In total, for fiscal year 2023, agency issued over $800 million in low-interest loans for water infrastructure. Illinois Department of Public Health warning Illinoisans to take preventive action to avoid heat-related illness. Residents can protect themselves from heat stroke and heat exhaustion simply by staying in air-conditioned areas, wearing light clothing, and making sure you have plenty of water on hand. And if possible, checking on relatives as well as neighbors. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, Jim Miller, let's check our weather with meteorologist Greg Solier, and brought to you this morning by Carl.
And Carl reminds you, they're always looking to increase their team. If you're interested in healthcare and technology, you can visit carl.org/careers for details.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Central Illinois, Champaign, and Anvis Saturday, and it's going to be a tough one, to say the least, on man and beast over the next few days, with high temperatures at near record-setting levels, high humidity values as well, right off the Southern Caribbean, and not much opportunity for any meaningful rainfall, really, over the next 10 days to 2 weeks, or perhaps even longer, so do the best you can in all circles. 95 today, heat index past 105 up to 110, with a heat warning, excessive heat warning, until late tomorrow evening. Gusty south-southwesterly wind. Warm and muggy tonight. Slow drop off at temperatures 75 to 80 on the overnight low. Tomorrow, very hot, oppressively humid. Highs to 98. Southwesterly wind and heat index values pushing 115 for tomorrow. Maybe a thunderstorm late tomorrow night. Lows mid to upper 70s up to 92. Falling humidity later Friday. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm early and again late. Cooler, less humid weather for the weekend with sunshine 84 Saturday and upper 70s next Sunday and Monday. For Steve J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pard's.com, Pard's.com.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others.
If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
The chance for these candidates to really shine out there on the debate stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ron DeSantis says he's ready to be the main target here because he believes he's on track to win the nomination. Chris Christie, who's been up on a presidential debate stage before, has slammed DeSantis for that leaked memo by a super PAC talking about his campaign strategies, right? Suggesting he defend Trump, but really beat down Ramaswamy, who, as we know, has been rising in the polls. Christie posted this on social media saying a Florida politician showing he can memorize lines from his consultants. What could possibly go wrong? Ramaswamy is leaning on the Founding Fathers movement here. His campaign bus now branded with the slogan, "This is our 1776 moment."
It's Wednesday. Brother Johnny is at Bible study in New Orleans. Johnny.
Hey, good morning, CJ.
Ed Martin, President, Legal Forum, Eagle Defense Fund, Phyllis Schlafly's final hire, the great Phyllis Schlafly, Ed Martin. Not of the swamp, but in the swamp today. How are you?
That's right. I'm doing great. I am just back late last night from New Jersey. I'll tell you about that when we get going. But I was up in New Jersey. There's one other famous Jersey resident up there we were visiting with. So we'll fill you in on that in a minute.
Okay. Well, I want to know about Mike Lindell thing.
Oh, yeah. It was great. So here's last week. Thank you. Last week I was in Springfield, Missouri. That's right. We talked on Wednesday, and it was Wednesday during the day and Thursday. And Mike Lindell had a two-day conference on election integrity. Two observations. One, he has attracted, as you might expect, he's a charismatic guy. He has attracted some really interesting workers, people that are new to conservative Republican politics. They're just energized, and they're working at the county level. So I was very encouraged. When you have a state leader stand up and say, I'm from Idaho, and the next person that stands up says, I'm from Hawaii, and the next one after that is from, Montana, and the next one after that is Massachusetts, and they're all working in their states, and they're county-level leaders. It was exciting. So that was one thing. That was interesting to see the motivation on election integrity. The second observation is he unveiled a tool. One of his main concerns is the connection of the voting systems to the Internet. And he unveiled a sort of tool that would help people check their own computers where they are on whether they're connected to the Internet, perhaps surreptitiously. And I'm not as confident how that's going to work, but I don't bet against Mike Lindell. So it was all in all, it was very good. It was a crowd. There was the usual suspects. There was famous people, coming through that were given talks, congressmen and et cetera. But more impressive were all these grassroots folks. So there's a lot of people that are fired up about what's going on election integrity, and they're ready to work at it. And, steering that energy is the challenge. And I wouldn't bet against Mike Lindell, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and I think he's doing a very good job and doing the thing that needs to be done, which is make sure our votes are okay. There are also a couple dozen other nonprofits doing similar things. And the only people that really aren't interested are the Republican Party. They don't want to stir it all up. So they're going to, they're going to give all their money to candidates, and then they'll win that election night and lose through the week, and they'll say, we didn't get our message out. And I don't know what to tell them, except I'm sorry. Give about $400 million to all these nonprofits for election integrity. Don't forget about election fraud. We just make sure our next election is going to be good. And we're going to support these people looking at all these through all the counties in the country, CBJ, but they don't have the money. And I don't understand, Eddie, how the Republicans did not have that as a top issue. And they already saw Zuckerberg do this in 2020 when he bought all those drop boxes, and he wanted to make a safe election. That's what his deal was. Well, we could say we just want an honest election. People are concerned and support that. They don't have to get on their soapbox about election fraud. Just help these people go through the courts, and they need the money. And I don't see it happening. It's like they're mad at them. Oh, don't stir them up. Don't stir them up. The next thing you'll do is you'll say they shouldn't have guys undressing in the girls' locker room. Oh, well, look where this goes. It's crazy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, well, and real quick, CBJ, observation on that is I agree with you, and I think that the priorities are misplaced in the Republican Party. Having said all that, I wonder, President Trump's early this morning on Truth Social had a lengthy post where he said finally you're going to see the presentation in court, because I'm in court. I'm going to be arrested. He says, of all the stuff about elections, I actually think maybe one of the ways this could, he was going to do a press conference 2 days ago and he backed off of it because he said, my lawyer said to include what I wanted to say in my court filing. I think he's going to say, you guys think I'm lying about election fraud? Here, let me show you. And he's going to show it. Now, will that be enough for the media and the siloed Americans to see it? I doubt it, but we're going to find out. And I think, I think that's one aspect of this going ahead.
If it's enough for the courts, Eddie, the media may not have the power to overturn the court, because that moves up to the Supreme Court. So getting that on the record is very important. Our problem is it's all been dismissed across the country, Eddie. They haven't looked at that.
That's right.
Oh, no, we're not going to do that. So I hope it does backfire. Serve them right. That's what we want.
We have Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, the Tapman's Towing phone line. What seems to certainly have been downgraded, degraded, I mean, awful, is the trust in my government, Ed. I mean, there's so many things now I question. I know that J. Edgar Hoover wasn't what we thought he was, and I know there was some nefarious things going on way back when, but now it's very, very evident that if you're in the wrong party, there's a chance part of the government comes after you, and that's very frightening.
Well, yeah, and look, that's exactly what I was going to say. When Adam and Eve were gathered in that garden, there were people doing wrongdoing, and wrongdoing is as old as we are, but I agree with you. There's something different happening in America. You know, I told you earlier, yesterday I was in New Jersey at the Trump golf course, and before President Trump came in about 8:30 and spent about an hour with us talking, it was an event that was raising money for the January 6th defendants, and so we had some of the family members there. We had a couple guys that had gone to jail already for walking through the Capitol. And then also showed up the guy who was arrested, Mark Houck, who was arrested for protecting his family at a pro-life prayer vigil. And remember, they tried him. They went in court and they said, we're going to try you for assault. And he was acquitted. And he was there. He's running for Congress. And the overarching theme, to your point, was you can't trust the government. We used to maybe not trust the government. We used to think, I don't really trust them, I'm not sure. Now, if you don't trust the government, you might get arrested, as you point out. And that's palpable. And I tell you this, two observations. President Trump came out, and I was the MC, so he stood next to me for much of the time he was there, and I could see him and look at him. A, he looked tired. I mean, can you imagine what you got to go through? When my taxes were late by about 10 minutes, I had indigestion for a week. Can you imagine if you've been indicted almost half a dozen times in the last? But the second thing I'll tell you is, One old timer sat in the front row, and after about an hour of this event, he held his hand up and he said, I'm writing a check right now and I want you guys to match it. And he said, I'm going to come hand it to you. I thought, was that nice? You know, guys are going to give me $100. He came up and handed me a $40,000 check.
Wow.
And he said, we have to protect the people of this country. And my point is, one, when somebody gives you a big check like that, you know, obviously motivated, but the energy to stand up. One of the things Trump said when he spoke was, don't be afraid to go towards it. Now, that's hard to – he models the behavior. But that's what I think the American people need to hear. Be not afraid. And if you're afraid, they're still going to come for you. So getting yourself ready to figure out how to fight and what to do is where we are. But it's very – I think for a lot of people, it's just plain scary.
I tell you, Eddie, it's amazing that Trump's still standing. I mean, I don't know who else would be. But as far as trust in the government, I've been asking the question, if you had certain knowledge of a severe threat to the country, who would you tell? Mm. That's when it gets down to some real questions about confidence in government. Where would you go? Where you've seen the movies where the guy who tells gets killed by the, you know, compartment who's actually involved in doing it.
Yeah.
And that's what you're getting at, Steve. There's no where to turn for what we would want justice. And that's a problem, but it's as bad as I've seen it.
Well, and you know, there is conversations going on, reported different places, that they're talking about mask mandates and they're talking about new restrictions. And I say to myself, okay, when the COVID thing hit, a lot of us said, this is scary. We got to listen to somebody. Now, I don't trust any of these guys. I think they're all lying.
Right.
So don't tell me you're coming up with a plan, because I don't trust any of them. When you tell me masks work, I think you're lying. You tell me they don't work, I think you're lying. I mean, so at this point, as you say, it's not exactly the way. If you're living in your family, for example, and your father is an alcoholic and not home and all, the unsteadiness has an impact even more than something in your life that's ugly. The unsteadiness. We're living in a country right now where it's so unsteady, and Joe Biden is at a slaughter scene where probably 1,000 children were incinerated. And whatever the reason, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm not. God is bigger than me. But he stands at the scene and says, I had a kitchen fire once, and the kitchen fire was really scary. I was afraid for my Corvette. Well, you dumb son of a bitch. The kids burned in their cars. You idiot. He's a dementia patient, and our country is insulted by this fool doing that. If I was one of those parents in Hawaii, you couldn't contain me. I'd be like George Brett when they threw me out of the game. Remember that pine tar thing?
Yeah.
I'd come out, and I wouldn't stop until I throttled that guy. This is insanity, and the unsteadiness is driving us, and you can hear it in me, insane.
Yeah, no, it's unsettling, and it's not a stable situation. So we need a little more, and it all goes back to what's true, Stevie J. There's certain truths that we know, and then when your leaders say that's not true, what you've always believed, like you thought a guy couldn't have a baby, you were wrong. That's unsettling, and you lose your confidence, and the whole civilization could break down in the end. So that's what we're kind of worried about. We're not really paranoid. We're watching this.
It's Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. And yeah, the tape of Joe Biden talking about that was just stunning to me. It was unbelievable. It was just unbelievable.
Nothing he could say could stun me or surprise.
Well, I guess so. Before I let you boys go, I've got Vivek Ramaswamy. Is this true, Ed?
Terrorists from Al-Qaeda. But this is a crucial truth that's been left out. Aided by the Saudi government. And this is a stain on our national history. The fact that the FBI and the 9/11 Commission lied back in 2001 and 2002, saying there was no Saudi intelligence involvement.
Was there Saudi intel? I mean, is that true?
Well, first of all, Vivek was in the interview he was doing, I think it was Caitlin Collins, and it was the CNN hit job that was managed initiated by, it's a classic Pelosi wraparound smear. They had one of the journalists write an essay that said, Vivek said this, he's a conspiracy theorist. Then she repeated it, and then Vivek said, no, I never said that. And he said, I don't believe it today, I didn't believe it then. So that's a smear that they're trying to do to him. I'm not a huge fan of his, but a lot of people are. But here's the thing I'd say, do we think that the people in charge lied? Phyllis Schlafly gave a speech two weeks after 9/11. Phyllis Schlafly gave a speech, unbelievable. Right after, 2 weeks after, she said, "This is an immigration problem. The people that got here illegally, that flew these planes, got here illegally. They gained the system. Somebody's corrupt." And she said, presciently, "Do not let our government come after the American people for something that was done by foreigners who gamed our system." So was it the Saudi government? I don't know. Was it the Qatar government? I don't know. Follow the money tells me where there's a lot of jack, you're going to see people jacking around. I'm not accusing anybody, but I will say this. Don't tell me not to believe something. I mean, Alex Jones, who gets vilified for saying they're going to turn the frogs into frogs or something. What we now know is that Planned Parenthood pumps more chemicals from transgender chemical mutations into our ground, and it's screwing with, guess what, our children's development. So don't tell me that somebody's lying because they say the government was lying. I don't know, and I don't think it's helpful for 9/11 because we got to put some things in the past and move ahead, but I think this is the kind of smear. They must have poll tested it and said this will be really wacky to make him look like that, but I don't think it matters.
Well, in a zoom out view, Stevie, I think it's a matter of a strategy to simply blur the truth, so you're confused as to who is telling the truth, and then the guy who speaks the loudest or has control of the mic wins, and that's how they're doing this because they will come out with anything, and instead of bowing their head when you catch them lie, they attack you for something else and move on.
Exactly.
And it's a very effective strategy.
Well, and Stevie J, this is like the Tucker strategy. Very briefly, whatever they're accusing you of, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So when they say Russia, 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 that's because they were doing Russia.
Yeah.
When they say you're doing something, that's almost exactly when they say, oh, it's a Russian thing to get rid of the laptop. That's their lying about it.
Johnny's been saying that for a decade, at least a decade. Whatever they say.
Well, look at taking down the Ukraine.
Yeah.
And how about Black Lives Matter and black homicide shoot through the roof when they defund police?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the opposite. What about the, let's go to the Affordable Care Act. We could go on all day.
Well, all right. Well, okay, lastly, Ed, you first. Will there be a Kamala Harris, I was that little girl on the bus, Joe? Any moments like that by any candidate you want to predict?
No, I think it'll be a mess, and I think the most famous Jersey blowhard, Chris Christie, will probably get more attention, than he should. I mean, RFK Jr. is polling in the double digits now in the primary against the sitting president. He can't get on TV, and Chris Christie, who's at 3%, can't get off TV talking about his great insight. And somehow from New Jersey, he was able to become an expert on international affairs. And so I think he'll get more attention. I think they will try to make him comical. And here's the lead that's unburied. Tucker, I texted Tucker yesterday. I said, hey, I'm going to be in New Jersey. I think you're going to be with the president on Wednesday night. If you want to come to my event on Tuesday night, come on down. He said, I'm in Hungary interviewing Orban. There's going to be an Orban interview of Tucker that drops today early, I think.
Wow.
Maybe it's already dropped. And then tonight will be Trump and Tucker, and that'll steal the show.
Yeah. Johnny?
I'll tell you. I don't know. I'm just telling you this. Eddie Martin's a mover and a shaker.
That's for sure.
There you go.
Standing next to the president, President Trump last night.
Got big digits, too.
I'll say one thing. I think Ramaswamy will stand out. I think he's still got that kind of independent thinking, and he's extremely smart. I worry about his consultants ruining him. He's not quite like he was 4 months ago, Stevie. He's just getting overcoached. He just needs to drop it, keep doing what he did when he was first on Tucker, when he announced. And he's going to keep showing up, Eddie. He's just smart. He's smart and he thinks for himself. And really, that's refreshing.
Refreshing. Boys, we appreciate both of you. Ed Martin, how can people find you?
PhyllisSchlafly.com. And if you go there, there's a button you can click on. In September 15, 16, 17, we'll be in St. Louis, our 52nd annual Eagle Council. I told somebody today, it's not a cattle call. If you want 5,000 people, go to Turning Point USA or CPAC. But if you want to be with 250 of the smartest, toughest hombres, we'll be there. So PhyllisSchlafly.com. And then over on Twitter, at Eagle Ed Martin, I do bang away against the lunatics and liars. And so it keeps me busy. So thank you, guys.
Hey, Johnny, keep praying for us in Bible study.
Okay, I will. Eddie, keep up the good work, buddy. Thank you.
God bless you guys. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, ESPN 93.5 on the Tapman's Joint phone line. Weather brought to you by Houlihan's.
Houlihan's reminds you, patio play comes your way from 6 to 8 on Thursdays. It's the Spinner Parks duo tomorrow. Check it out.
Don't forget everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van and vicinity, and certainly use care and caution over the next 48 hours or so with this intense late season combination of heat and oppressive humidity. That excessive heat warning remaining in effect till late tomorrow evening. Cool front will slip through the area here on Friday. More seasonal temperatures and drier air to follow over the course of the weekend into next week as well. A forecast high today of about 95 with a south-southwesterly wind. A little gusty. That might help a bit with mostly sunny skies and high humidity values. We'll look at the heat index values, push 110 later this afternoon. Warm and muggy tonight, lows down between 75 and 80. Tomorrow, very hot, oppressively humid, mostly sunny, up to 98 on a gusty southwest wind, and heat index values pushing close to 115. By Friday, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, partly cloudy, high temperature around 92 as humidity drops, cooler, less humid for the day Saturday into Sunday, weekend highs of 84 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Well, our good friend Steve Sudeman is at Good Vibes, where he's resided since the early 70s. How are you, Mr. Sudeman?
Very early.
Hey, congratulations there.
To Jacob going to AAA.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It is exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really exciting, and it's hard to do, and a lot of things have to happen even to get to AAA. So a lot of things have to happen to play professional baseball at any level.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough, but thank you.
And, anything.
Yeah.
You know, a fraction of the people go, they all have dreams of it, but
say if you play any sport past grade 12, you're special because college is really hard too. Hey, we got football coming up. You must have something I can watch it on, right?
You know, I was going to tell you a story. I've been out for a couple of days, and just to take a rest. We had some people on vacation the last couple of weeks, and about beat me half to death.
Mm.
So my project, when I bought a Weber grill, I bought it at Ace Hardware. I could not Amazon, not Home Depot. Got it at Ace Hardware has become a local business, which is kind of odd because it's a national chain, but they act like a local business. They offered to build it and deliver it, but I just threw it in the back of the car. But I paid the same price that Amazon had it at, and I used it to cook a couple sirloins like last night. Nice. So it was nice. I bought the step-up model, not because of the number of stars by something, but because I could see that it had a thicker metal grill. Mm. It had hinges where I could put my seasoning, you know, wood in there, and the air control stuff. All of it was better. And because I could go there and see it and touch it and look at it, I ended up spending, buying a $250 grill instead of the $139 one I went out to get. But I felt good about it. And and by the way, it was blue, so the wife loves how it looks in the backyard. we're kind of nuts for blue there. But so it's always a good experience. Is the thing displayed appropriately? Is the help competent and courteous? Is the price competitive? That's very important. We go for all that stuff here. And today we're landing Sony's middle models. And those have historically been our go-tos. The TVs that are a step up from basic, but not the extravagant ones. And they fit all that description. They have better stuff on the way they're built, the way the picture looks. We can demonstrate that stuff so that you can see the difference, see why they're worth a few more bucks than basic. Sony's build quality is legendary, so we're looking forward to getting those in here. And we can deliver it for free, or we can install it for you if you need it, just like those guys were offering at the hardware store. And I thought, well, that was just kind of neat. I felt good about spending it even if it was a national chain.
You're right, because there's the big box stores, you see these beautiful TVs, and they're set up, and they're on, and then Tim, who started a day ago, will help you load it and won't have a clue what he's loading.
That's right.
It is so much better to go to a place that's been there over 50 years with guys that really know how to hide the wires when they install or put it in, answer questions, and actually be there if you call them back. I mean, When I put the antenna in to get Channel 3 so I can watch Grace on CI Living.
Oh, great.
And where'd I go? I went to Good Vibes.
Yeah.
I paid $39.
Yeah.
And
We had a quick conversation with Mike Roy when he was in here for Sydney Fun Days, and he had the answer right away.
Well, and it was real simple, Steve, except I can't do a light bulb very easily, so I called Mike back, and Mike walks me through, and 3 minutes later, boom, I got 30 free channels.
Yep.
So it's
there you
just,
go.
That's what you guys got.
Up an indoor antenna. Very good.
When he was working with the goatee and everything a long time ago, Steve Schuderman had the windows down on his old whatever car he drove and was listening to music.
Oh, good one.
Oh, yeah.
Three.
They were one hit wonder, too.
Exactly.
And you had this blaring out of WLS Music Radio, the Big 89.
Love it.
They kind of turned into Bad Company.
Did they? They did? Okay.
Some of that band.
Hey, buy local because they're better. They just are.
Absolutely.
It's Steve Schuderman. Good Vibes. How can people find you?
We are at 2010 Round Barn Center, Round Barn Road, and we're at gvibes.com on the web.
Yeah, you sound rested, my friend. Good 2 days off. Hold on.
Feels good.
Talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Stevie. Let's
move. We'll be back at 8 o'clock hour, full of things. Stand by, ESPN 93.5. Have you been to the Long Branch Steakhouse? The Long Branch Steakhouse happens to be a family-owned restaurant in the small town of Gifford that just happens to serve up incredible steaks. We're talking fresh, hand-cut steaks served to perfection. So if your fantasy is to have a great meal in a great family restaurant in a great small community, visit the Long Branch Steakhouse. Oh, and don't forget to ask for the frog dressing, the Brussels sprouts, and the incredible macaroni and cheese. The Long Branch Steakhouse, located in beautiful downtown Gifford.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.